ॐ सहना भवतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
So Kapil Bhagwan is discussing about the mukti, liberation. Liberation how? By discrimination between Purush and Prakriti. And in chapter 27, canto 3, from verse number 1 to verse number 15, he has given the detail of the bhakti. How to discriminate? How to know about that Purush and Prakriti? What are the sadhanas which we must have? Then in verse number 16, he says, evam pratyavamrishya. In this way, after understanding, whatever way Bhagwan has suggested, in this way, if we understand, then what will happen? Asau atmanam pratipadyate. We will realize atman. Pratipadyate, realize. How we realize sa ahankarasya drabhyasya yo avasthanam anugraha, and that atma is avasthanam. Avasthanam is the support. And anugraha, anugraha means manifest or illuminate. Illuminate two things. One is ahankar and other is body, mind and senses. So that atma which illuminates and which is support of body, mind and senses is realized. Is realized within. Then after that, Devuti asks, Purusam Prakriti the Brahman na vipunchati karichat. Oh, you are saying you will get mukti, but I think no mukti, na vipunchati, no mukti. Why? Anyonya apasrayatvat. Because they are mutually interdependent. Purush is dependent on Prakriti, Prakriti is dependent on Purush. This is understanding of Devuti. Nityatvat. And he says both are permanent, both are eternal. Therefore, according to Devuti, Bhagwan, whatever you have said, the discrimination between Purush and Prakriti will not give me liberation. And she gives an example. Yatha gandhasya bhumisya. Like the gandha, the smell and earth. They can't be separated. Na bhavo vyatirekatah apam rasasya chatha tatha buddhe parasya. And similarly, the ras and the water. The essence of water is ras. So it says that the ras and water can't be separated. Gandha and the earth can't be separated. Or the heat and fire can't be separated. Same way she says buddhi and that para. Supreme can't be separated. Can't be separated. And Bhagwan has said, you have to separate. You have to know what is Purush, what is Prakriti. You have to separate by discrimination. But Devuti is saying, no, you can't separate. And she gives examples for that. Next.
Akartu karma bandhoyam purushasya yadasrayah गुणेषु सत्सु प्रकृतेः कैवल्यं तेषु अतः कथम्
कथम कथम हाउ कैवल्यम फ्रीडम हाउ द फ्रीडम पुरुषस्य पुरुषस्य मतलब सोल सोल व्हाट टाइप ऑफ सोल यदाश्रय हु इज अटैच्ड टू द प्रकृति हु इज अटैच्ड टू द प्रकृति एंड दिस सोल इज हाउ दैट अकर्तु अकर्ता वी नो आत्मा इज अकर्ता बट कर्म बंधोयम बट देर इज अ बॉन्डेज ऑफ एक्शन Why there is bondage of action? Gunesu satsu, because the guna are there. Satsu, it is present, existing. Gunas are existing. So, Devati want to say, so long the prakriti is there, it will bind. Its guna will bind. So, kairavalyam tesu atah katham. So, how can there be a freedom from this prakriti? So hence how can there be any freedom for the soul so long guna prakriti continue to exist? Guna bind the soul who is non-doer to action. Now jeev desires freedom, but he is not able to get it so long he is influenced by or attached to prakriti. Each one of us, we want freedom. But we are not able to get that freedom because of our attachment to Prakriti. So long the attachment to the Prakriti is there, it will not happen. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasah ahankar vimudatma karta amiti manyate. It is the false thinking of jeev that I am karta. Many times we have seen there are only two things, atma and anatma. Atma is akarta and the prakriti is karta. And Bhagwan is clearly saying prakriti kriyamanani. It is the prakriti which is acting. In the presence of atman, in the presence of brahman, it is acting. Ahankar vimudatma karta mitimante. And vimudatma, vishesh rupena muda, We all are mooda. Why? Because we consider ourselves karta. Who is karta? Prakriti is karta. But I am thinking I am karta. Therefore, we all are deluded. We are not karta. And once you become karta, you become bhokta. Once you become karta, then you have to take the karma phala also. Good or bad, whatever it is there, we have to take. But it is also said in Bhagavad Gita that it is very difficult to cross this maya, this prakriti. It is very difficult to cross. Bhagavan says that. Devi aisa gunmai mam maya duratya. This maya is very difficult to cross. Whose maya is this? My maya. Bhagavan says, Lord Krishna says that it is my maya, but it is very difficult to cross. But who can cross it? He gives answer also. Mamev prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. So those who surrender to me, those who come to me, they can cross this maya. So Devuti question is very intelligent. How can one be in pure state of existence as long as he is strongly held by prakriti? How can we go to the atman if we are identified and with the prakriti? It's not possible. We meditate, we come to know about of the Supreme Self. When we come out of dhyan, again, we say, copy kidhar hai? Prakriti. Where is tea? Breakfast? What are you going to cook today for breakfast? Prakriti. Attached to the Prakriti. So Devuti wants to say that Prakriti, so long the Prakriti is there cannot be any mukti. There cannot be mukti. But Bhagwan has said, how can the mukti happen? Mamev ye prapadyante, those who surrender to me. This is the only condition. Bhagwan ke paas mein surrender karna hai. We have to do the bhakti of Bhagwan. Then only we can cross this maya. Next.
Kvachitvatvavumarsena nirvrittam bhayam ulvanam anivrittanimitatvat punapratyavatishtate.
Kvachit, in certain cases, I tried, whatever Bhagwan said, I tried that method. Kvachit tattva avamarsena. Tattva means the fundamental principle, whatever Bhagwan has said. Avamarsena, I reflected. Whatever Bhagwan said, Kapil Bhagwan said, from verse number 1 to verse number 16, I reflected on that. And nibrittam bhayam ulvanam. Ulvanam means the great bhaya, fear, great fear I avoided. What is that great fear? Fear of death. Fear of death, fear of birth. As Bhagwan has said, I reflected and I avoided or averted the great fear also. But she says, anibritta nimittvat. Anibritta, anibritta, not siege. What? Nimittvat, the cause. The cause is not gone, it's not seized. What is the cause of bondage? Prakriti. Prakriti is not seized. Prakriti is still there. By reflecting on whatever Bhagwan said, I came out from the fear of death and great fear and all that is there. But Prakriti is still there. Prakriti is the cause of bondage. Anibritta, not seized. The Prakriti has not seized. Nimittatvat, it is the cause. Punah. Punah, again. Pratyapatishtate, it may appear again. Phir aa jayega, prakriti is there. So even the great fear of such bondage is averted through an inquiry into the fundamental principles in any particular case, the same may appear again, since the cause of it, guna or prakriti, has not ceased. After meditation, after dhyan, when we come out, still the prakriti is there. So it is the ego and the egocentric desires which creates bondage. What creates bondage? Our ego and egocentric desires. So long I am karta, I am bhokta. And egocentric desires? All the desires to satisfy my ego. They all bind us. It is said in Bhagavad Gita, Ichha dvesh samuthena dvanda mohena bharata sarva bhutani sammoha sarge yanti parantapa. Ichha dvesh, ichha means desire. How desire arise? It is because of our likes. Whatever we like, that desire will come. Dvesh, dislikes. So ichha dvesh means likes and dislikes. Samuthena dvanda mohena bharata. When likes and dislikes are there, then the pair of opposite will come. If I need something which I like and if I get it, I will get sukh. If I don't get it, I will get dukh. Anything which I dislike, if I get it, I will get dukh. And if it is avoided, I will get sukh. So everybody is deluded by this pair of opposites. Sarva bhutani sammoha. All beings are deluded by this. Sarge yanti parantapa. And they are subject to delusion of birth. Everybody is deluded. So Devhuti's question is intelligent. She says, since the cause, prakriti, remains, and she is not free. If prakriti is there, कैसे छुटकारा होगा? प्रकृति बाइंड्स, प्रकृति बाइंड्स. ओके, भगवान इन गीता से बहुनाम जन्मनांते ज्ञानवान माम प्रपद्यते वासुदेव सर्वमिति स महात्मा स दुर्लभ. भगवान से इट विल हैपन. व्हेन इट विल हैपन? बहुनाम जन्मनांते, बहु जन्म, not ek janma, but don't get disheartened. Bahunam janmananti. It will happen, but it will take time. Jnanvan mam prapadyate. Jnanvan, he surrenders to me. So when we do the sadhana, slowly, 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 our mind purifies. And when the mind purifies, then that desire will come, who am I? And when you come to know, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, the whole thing is Vasudeva only. The chair is also Vasudeva, table is also Vasudeva, everything is Vasudeva. All beings are Vasudeva. This vision will come. Theoretically, we are understanding everything is coming from Brahman, therefore everything is Brahman. All gold ornaments are coming from gold, therefore all ornaments are gold only. But we are not established in it that everything is Vasudeva, everything is Lord. We are not established in that. Bhagavan says, Mahatma Durlabha. That means it takes time. It takes time. So by Vivek we can separate ourselves from the Prakriti, but the Prakriti still will be there. Now the question is, can we be caught by Prakriti once again? This is the summary of question of Devoti. After realization, Prakriti will be there. There are only two things, Purus and Prakriti, Atma and Anatma. When I come to realize Atman or Purus, and after that when I come out, Prakriti is still there? Prakriti is still there. Toh kya hai Prakriti phir mere ko pakad legi? Will I be again caught? Main question is, after Jnana, can you become a Jnani again? Once you become Jnani, after that, can you become a Jnani again, even when the Prakriti is there? This is the question here. Bhagwan gives answer. We will chant verse number 21, 22 and 23 together.
श्री भगवान उवाच अनिमित्त निमित्तेन स्वधर्मेन यमलात्मना तीव्रया मयि भक्त्या च सुतसंवृतया चिरं ज्ञानेन दृष्टतत्वेन वैराग्येन बलीयसा तपोयुक्तेन योगेन तीव्रेन यात्मसमाधिना प्रकृति पुरुषस्येह दह्यमाना तु अहर्निशं तिरो भवित्री सनकैः अग्नेर्योनिः वरनिः.
So भगवान says अनिमित्त निमित्तेन, अनिमित्त विदाउट डिजायरिंग फ्रूट ऑफ एक्शन, अनिमित्त निमित्तेन. So by desiring no fruit of action, swadharmena amalatmana, and swadharmena by doing your duty. By doing our duty. Whether we are Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra, we have got duty, so we have to do our duty. Amalatmana, and by doing that duty in a particular way as suggested by Lord in Bhagavad Gita, what will happen? Amalatmana, mala means pure, impure. Amal means pure. Mal means impurity. Amal means pure. Atmana means your mind. So mind will become purified. Tibraya mai bhaktya. And by the serious bhakti to me, cha sruta. And also you have to hear. You have to hear by lila. Srutasya. Samvritya chiram. Samvritya means endured with this. Chiram for a long time. For a long time. So we all have to do bhakti and lila shravan for a long time. We have to do our duty. We'll come one by one, one, two, three, we'll see. Then jnanena drishtatvena, and not only that, we have to know the knowledge of that truth. Jnanena drishtatvena, drishtatvena, drishta means the vision. Tattva means truth. So we should also have the knowledge of the truth also. In bhakti, we must have the knowledge of Bhagwan. Who is this Bhagwan? Vairagya na baliyasa. Baliyasa means strong vairagya. Strong vairagya is also needed. Tapo yuktena yogena. And with the engagement in the tapa. What is tapa? Manascha indriyanam ekagram paramam tapa. that tap is also needed. Yogena tibrena atma samadhina and tibrena formally fixed. Atma samadhina means self-absorption. Your mind should be absorbed in the self. Prakriti purusasya iha, then this purusasya prakriti, living entity, dahiyamanam to arha nisam, and being consumed, dahiyamana, burn, it's consumed. Tu aha nisa, tu means indeed, aha means day and night. Nisa means night and aha means day. So we all have to do this thing continuously. Tiro bhavitri, it disappears. Tiro bhavati, this prakriti will disappear. Tiro bhavati, sankai means gradually. Don't think humne ek din kaam kar liya, bhakti kar liya, and by the end of the evening, everything will be over. No, sankai, slowly, gradually, it will take long time. We have to do our sadhana. Then what will happen? Agni, like fire. Yoni is the cause of that. Iva, arini, the wooden sticks. He gives a beautiful example. Arini means the sticks. Wooden sticks, soft, dry, old. When in earlier times they used to do the yajna, then they will rub two aranis, two sticks, and the fire will come out, and this stick will also burn, like in the matches. We strike the matches, and then the whole matches that the stick is burned. Similarly, when you rub two aranis, aranis means that cup type of thing, and there is a burning thing, the fire comes, then the wood itself will be burned. Wood itself will be burned. So Bhagavan says, by tibra, intense day and night bhakti to me, number one. How it is going to happen, Bhagavan summarily is giving all the procedure once again. By tibra intense bhakti, how that bhakti should be? Day and night, aharnisi, to me, this is to be developed. Then by hearing my leela with heart purified, you have to listen to leela. With the heart purified, unless we have got little bit of punya, without punya, it's not possible to get satsang also. The punya is needed. And number three, by doing one's duty in disinterested spirit, disinterested, our karma yoga. By doing our duty, we have to do our duty. But how? For the happiness of the Lord, at this point of time, we are doing our duty for our happiness. Only this much change is to be done. Then four, by spiritual enlightenment, which enable one to perceive the truth. This is the next verse, in verse number 22 this will come. By spiritual enlightenment, jnanena drishta tattvena, that is, knowledge of the tattva is also required. Then, number five, by strong vairagya. Vairagya from whom? Vairagya from Bhagavan. No. Premaji is saying no, not from vairagya. Vairagya from sansar, where we are attached. At this point of time, we have got vairagya from Bhagavan. And raga with sansar. And Bhagavan is saying that you have to leave this raga with sansar, so you have to develop vairagya with sansar. And rag with Bhagavan, rag with Atman or the truth. By Dhyana Yoga, accompanied by sacred vows and religious observance, Dhyana Yoga, Samahita, what came? Formally abiding in that Dhyana Yoga. Even Chitra Ekagrata, single pointed mind. Then in verse number 23, it was said, Prakriti. Prakriti means avidya. What will happen? This avidya, which binds soul, it is the avidya which is the cause of all our problem. It is because of avidya, a desire comes in us that I want to be sukhi, I want to be happy, and we run to world outside to become happy. The whole world is finite. Therefore, the whole world give me only finite sukha, which is temporary only. And we try to accumulate more and more, thinking we will be more and more sukhi. So we accumulate property, land, gold, and investment. Continuously we are doing that. Thinking what? We will be more sukhi, more sukhi, more sukhi. But the end of the day when we retire, we can take the balance sheet and find we are not sukhi. This is very little. This is not sufficient. We are not sukhi yet. Continuously, this avidya kam karma, avidya kam karma, continuous. And Premalji, you know, this is anarthakari parampara. And we all are running in this cycle only, avidya kam karma, avidya kam. So gradually withdraws even as a wooden stick, and when we come to know, we slowly, slowly we will withdraw. When we start reflecting this way, that this is not giving me permanent happiness, I am not fulfilled. 50 saal, 60 lakh, 40 saal to bita diya, but still I am not fulfilled. Then he says, gradually withdraws, even as a wooden stick used for kindling fire for attrition is consumed by the very fire it produces. So Bhagwan is saying this avidya, which is prakriti, it will be consumed, it will be gone if we do all these things. Whatever he suggested, the seven steps. Now see the detail of this. Verse number 21, just by seeing prakriti, one does not become bound. Understand clearly, just by seeing. We get bound only when we get attached. If we don't get attached, prakriti will give me sukh only. Prakriti will give me sukh if we are not attached to it. Okay, but when we identify with the prakriti, we get bound. We get bound. By seeing a police station, we don't become criminal. Many times we pass on the road, right side, left side, police station. Department of police is there. By seeing that building, we don't become criminal. Similarly, by seeing the prakriti, we don't get bound. It is only when we do some criminal activity, then we are bound in the jail or we are put in the jail and all that will happen. Okay. Same way, thus the jivan mukta, even though they see prakriti but don't identify, hence they are not bound. After jivan mukta, after knowledge also, body will remain, the world will also be there. But jivan mukta knows that it is the identification with the prakriti. What is the prakriti? Starting from my thought, my body, and the whole Brahmand. If I identify it with that, then I am bound. If I don't identify, I am not bound. I am not bound. Another example, lotus grows in water, it is associated with water, but never mixed with the water, it is always above the water. This way we have to live in the world of matter. This way we have to live. Thakur Ramakrishna used to give a beautiful example. I don't know whether you have got the experience of cutting a jackfruit, raw jackfruit. The moment you cut, the juice will come, white juice. And that juice will stick to your finger. And after that, you can't cut. So what is the mechanism? How you should cut it? You have to put some mustard oil, some oil on the hand. And then you cut. Now the juice will not stick to your finger. Similarly, we also have to do this thing. So this is vairagya is needed, like a lotus. We have seen lotus has got a vairagya. Born from that mud water, dirty water, lotus has come, but it is above mud. We are in sansar. We have to go above sansar. Thoda upar utro. How can we go up? Identified with Bhagwan. Then you can grow. Okay. Now comes the purification of your mind, swadharmena, amalatmana. We have to do our own dharma. what is, how is to be done. So many times we have seen only by karma yoga our mind will get purified fast. There are many methods to purify mind. Jap, tap, dhyan, everything. Tir, brahman, bhakti, puja, all will purify. But the maximum benefit we will get when we do karma yoga. When we do karma yoga. Therefore, Bhagavan has said, "Mai sarvani karmani sanyasya adhyatva chetasa." In chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan says, how to act in this world? "Mai" to me, sarvani karmani, all your action, 100% of action. "Mai sarvani karmani sanyasya adhyatva chetasa," thinking yourself that you are my servant. How to act in this world? Bhagavan says, first thing, you become my das, become my servant. And what is the job of servant? To satisfy master, whatever master says. Like cleaning ladies come to your house to clean. So whatever way you say, in some house they will do some steps. In your house you will say, no, you do this step number one, this is step number two. You apply this liquid, do this thing, rub it, polish it, this is that. They will do. What is their job? To satisfy master, that's all. Bhagavan says, you become my servant. My servant. Therefore, whatever you do, Bhagavan says, whatever you do for my happiness. Fall will come to you. Fruit of action will come. Don't worry about the fruit of action. Fruit of action will come. In Bhagavatam, we have already seen in chapter 6 of Canto 3, Ete varna swadharmena yajanti swagurum harim sraddaya atma visuddhartam yat jata sabritti bhi. Ete varna. Varna means four born, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra is addressing to everybody. Whole humanity. Whether you are Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, swadharmena. What is your dharma? According to Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, karma are already described. Swadharmena, yajanti, worship me by your karma. Don't worship me with the flowers and all that, that once upon a time you come and you will go once a year, you will come for the Lakshmi Puja and do the Archana. He says, yajanti, swaguru harim. Who is this? Swaguru harim, your guru hari. Swaguru harim. Sraddhaya, how you will do it? Not as a slave. Not as a slave. Sraddha, with devotion we have to do. That he is my Lord, I have to satisfy him. Why? Atma visuddhartam, to purify my mind. Atma here means mind. Visuddhartam, to purify my mind. Yat jata sabritti bhi. Yat jata, yat means from. Jata means born. When we are born, we have got the britti bhi, sabritti bhi. Vasanas are coming. Each one of us have got our own vasanas. So whatever action we do it for the happiness of the Lord. Again in Bhagavad, some other place it has come. Swanishritasya dharmasya sansiddhi haritosanam. Swanushritasya, suanushritasya, it should be perfectly done. Action should be perfectly done. For whom? Haritosanam, for the satisfaction of Hari. Dharmasya, own duty, my own duty, whatever you are. Whatever be your duty, if you are a household lady, okay. Or if you are a teacher, professor, doctor, engineer, whatever you are doing. All four varnas, whatever their duties are prescribed, do it. Dharmasya sansiddhi, and you will get sansiddhi, you will get purification of mind, you will get ultimate truth also. Same thing has been said in Narada Stuta Darpita Akhilacharta, in Narada Bhakti Sutra we have studied. So whether you study Bhagavat, whether you study Bhagavad Gita, whether you study any granth, everywhere you will find ghum pirke that your all actions should be for the happiness of Lord. Do all your actions for me only. Then again in Narada Bhakti Sutra it was said, tadarpita akhilar charsan, all the achar, all the conduct, all the actions should be for him only. So if we act as above, then it will produce animittena nimittena, without desiring fruit of action. Without desiring fruitful, I am doing for the Lord. Khatam. I am not doing for my satisfaction. I want this much of fruit. No. Same thought has come in Bhagavad Gita also. Yagyarthat karmano anyatra lokoyam karvandana. Yagyarthat karmano. All the karma should be in the form of a yagya. What is the meaning of yagya? Yagya has different meaning. But here yagya means yagyo vai Vishnu. In Vishnu Sahasranam, one name of Vishnu is yagya. So Bhagavan says, yagya arthat karmano anyatra. If you are not doing actions for the happiness of the Lord, lokoyam, in this loka, karma bandhana, it will bind you. Now reflect. Have we done actions for the happiness of Vishnu or not? You don't say, I will say, no, we have not done. If we have not done, so what is the result? Karma bandhana. We are bound by it. We have created likes and dislikes. Created likes and dislikes means we have created more vasanas. Created more vasanas, don't think my capital of vasana is increasing, it is a good thing. No, it is very bad thing. Increasing bank balance is good thing. But increasing vasana is not good thing. Karmoyam bandhana. So how the sadhana should be started? Start with the chanting, naam, katha sravan, due duty as above, and result will be purification of mind. So Bhagavan says here, Leela, my sport, what I have done, that will purify your mind. In Narad Bhakti Sutra, it is said, Stri Dhan Nastik Charitram Na Sravaniya. Don't listen to the charitra of Stri. Stri should not listen about the Purus. Purus should not listen about the Stri or about the money or wealth or the Nastik. One who is not a Bhakta, don't believe in the Lord. Don't listen to their talks and all that. They will derail. If their lust comes between, in male or female, thinking about the opposite sex, it will derail your sadhana. If you are thinking about the wealth, it will derail. Because wealth is also related to anatma. Stri Purush is also anatma. So there are two types of scriptures. One is the spoken by the Lord, like Gita, Bhagavad Gita. And another is spoken about Lord and Bhakta by others, like Bhagavatam. Vedvyasji has written. So both, if we study both, that will purify our mind. Whether it is said by Bhagavan or said about Bhagavan and Bhakta, both will purify. Okay. In verse number 22, it is said, Jnanena Drishta Tattvena. So do bhakti after knowing about the Lord. Don't do it blindly. Don't do it blindly. We have to know, who is this Bhagwan? How am I related to Bhagwan? What is the common factor in me and Bhagwan, which is one and same? How Bhagwan is different from me? Because his upadhi is different. My upadhi is different. So we have to know about Bhagwan. And jnana of Bhagwan will happen when vairagya happens. Without vairagya, jnana will not happen. You all are sitting here, there is a vairagya for 1 hour at least. Then only we will able to think about Bhagwan. If vairagya is not there, how can you have satsang? You cannot. So vairagya is the precondition for knowledge. And how vairagya will happen? Vairagya is based on viveka. Therefore, we have got Vivek, Vairagya, Sat Sampatti, and Mumukshuttam. The first step is Vivek. And Bhagwan Kapila also has said, you have to do Vivek between Purus and Prakriti. And then will come Vairagya. How in Vedanta we do? Atma and Anatma Vivek we have to do. what is Atma, what is Anatma. If we come to know that Anatma gives me sorrow, when we do Vivek, we come to know. And who will give me Sukh? Atma will give me Sukh. Now there are choice before us. Do you want Sukh or Dukh? Each one of us will say Sukh. But Anatma is giving me Dukh, Atma is giving Sukh. What should we go? Where should we go? Should we go to Anatma or Atma? We should go to Atma. So where do we go after the satsang? See, you have to reflect it again and again. This understanding should be very firm. That Anatma gives me sorrow, Anatma gives me sorrow, Anatma gives me sorrow. That doesn't mean you give up everything. Only we have to disidentify. That's all. We have to stay in Anatma. Body is Anatma. With this Anatma, we have to reach Atma. So Anatma body is to be maintained, to reach to that our goal. So when we withdraw ourselves from the sense enjoyment, we will grow in bhakti. If we won't withdraw from the sense objects, we will not grow. We have got only waking time 16 hours or 18 hours. If we invest the whole 18 hours in sansar, how bhakti will grow? Bhakti of sansar will grow only. So we have to take out the time from there and put into Bhagwan. Then the bhakti will grow. So when we have to withdraw, we have to take out time. Then it will happen. So that requires tapas. That way, bhakti requires tapas. What is tapas?
Manascha
indriyanam ekagram. How can you do the ekagra, concentration of mind and senses, unless you withdraw from the world? You have to withdraw. Then only you can concentrate. If you can't withdraw from the world, then even the meditation state, you will be thinking about the world only. In verse number 23, it says, at present, jeev has a rag liking to the material objects and dwesh toward the Lord. This is our state now. We have got a rag. Rag means liking. Liking about what? Sense objects. And we don't like Bhagwan. We like sense objects, we like Anatma, but we don't like Bhagwan. This is our present state. We love Anatma, we love sansar, we love object, emotions and thought, but we don't love Bhagwan. This is our present state. Sakam karmi acts and enjoy vishay. We are all sakam karmi. Even when we go to temple, we pray there. It is bhakti. But what we ask, what we pray? Ye de do, wo de do, everything only limited we want. Worldly things we want. But Jnani knows the shortcomings of this world. He knows. What is the shortcoming of this world? That this anatma vastu, this sansar is a dukkhala, it will never give me sukh. It will never give me sukh. He knows that thing. Therefore, he distances himself from the world and go toward the Lord, who is the source of all sukha. So bhakta overcomes both this vishaya and bhakti. Bhakta gets both. How? By bhakti. So he withdraws from the vishaya and serves to the Lord. What is bhakti? Service to the Lord is bhakti. Even in Vivek Chudamani, it is said, Atma Vichar is also bhakti. Highest kind of bhakti is Atma Vichar, when you are thinking about that truth. That also is bhakti. Don't think doing this Sorsopchar Puja is only bhakti. Atma Vichar is also bhakti. So bhakta always acts for the satisfaction of the Lord. This is bhakti. In Bhagavad Gita, you find Arjun. In the beginning, he was not interested to fight. He wanted to run away. Then after that, Bhagavan said, you have to fight the war in this way. Gave him Karma Yoga. starting from chapter 2 and in chapter 3, 4, 5 and all that he said. Whole Gita was given to him and after that he got up and fought. The way Bhagavan suggested in Bhagavad Gita, in that way, for the happiness of the Lord, he fought the war. And he became successful. So what we have to do? We have to break attachment with the Prakriti with effort. For that, what we have to do? Tibra bhakti. Day and night bhakti is required. And niskam karma is needed. Next.
Bhukta bhoga parityakta. Bhukta bhoga parityakta. Drishta dosa cha nittasaha. Neswarasya shubham dhatte. Sve mahimni sthitasya cha.
Bhukta bhoga. Bhukta means enjoyed. Enjoyed bhog, enjoyments. So we have enjoyed all the enjoyment. Throughout life we have enjoyed. Parityakta, now he says give up. Parityakta, give up. How? Drishta dosa, see fault in that. In the bhoga, you see the fault. What is the fault? That the bhog, the enjoyments give me only temporary sukh only. I am never fulfilled. Never fulfilled. Drishta dosa. Nityasa. You have to do it always. Continuously think. When you continuously think that anatma is giving me dukh, anatma is giving me dukh, anatma is giving me dukh, then what will happen? Then you will distance yourself. Distance yourself. Na eswarasya asubham datte. One who has completed this process, one who is liberated by seeing the shortcomings of anatma and going toward atma, asubham dhatte, the prakriti will not harm. Prakriti will not harm. Devoti question was that even after liberation, prakriti is there, so he will be caught again. Bhagwan is saying, once you have seen bhukta bhoga parityakta, you have whatever enjoyment you have enjoyed, you have given up that. How you have given drishta dosa? You have seen fault in that? Shortcomings in that? 60 saal ho gaya, 70 saal ho gaya, I am not yet contented, not yet fulfilled. Abhi bhi I am thinking that I should get this, I should get this, I should get this, 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 this. Nitya sa naishwara asubham datte. The prakriti will not give any trouble to such person. Which person? Who has done this vivek, given up the sansar, sve mahamni sthitasya, and he is situated in his own glory, in his own atman. So ever recognized to be a source of evil and abandoned after enjoyment. So what is keeping us? Continuous dukkha. What is the source of dukkha? Continuous sansar. Sansar is the source of dukkha. Why dukkha is coming? Attachment. Because we are attached. If I am not attached, no dukkha. I am attached to my body, dukkha. Attached to my house, dukkha. Attached to stock market, abhi sukhi. It has gone up. When it goes down, it's okay. Achha, nothing has come into your pocket. When it goes up, nothing comes in your pocket. It's still in the paper there. And when the senses go down, nothing has gone out from you. But still you are dukkhi. See? Then prakriti no longer does any harm to the soul who stands supreme in its glory and is now absolutely independent. Absolutely independent. When we go beyond our BMI, then we are absolutely independent. There is no anatma, there is no prakriti there. So when a seeker or a bhakta, after having enjoyed the sense object, bhukta bhoga, starts seeing shortcomings in the enjoyment, drishta dosaha, That we have to see, but many people can't see the shortcomings. करते ही जा रहे हैं, करते ही जा रहे हैं, करते ही जा रहे हैं, same thing. Many people start, buying immovable property or gold. करते ही जा रहे हैं, करते ही जा रहे हैं. एक के बाद एक property and after that they go on from every week. You go to this house, that house, clean it and all that, maintain it. Or sometimes they let it out. I understand here the letting out is something different. In India it is different. Here, if the bulb is fused, the tenant will call you at midnight. My night bulb is not working. Then you run with the bulb and fit it. If you can do it. Or next day you will have to say, okay, I will send a technician who will check whatever wrong is there. It's a headache of landlord. Headache of landlord. And after seeing that shortcomings in the enjoyment, leave them. Leave those old sense objects, paritakta, and establish sve mahimni stita. And be established in your own mahima. Then prakriti does not harm such a bhakta. Then prakriti does not harm. The question of Devuti was that even after getting the knowledge and establish in that, when I come back into the prakriti, prakriti will again bind me. Again bind me. So earlier Bhagavan has said, no, prakriti will be burned. Avidya will be burned. Like the Aruni. By rubbing Aruni, then the stick itself is burned. Khatam ho gaya. Same way, avidya is burned. After that, nothing will happen. Prakriti will not touch you. Okay. And then such bhakta enjoys bliss. That bhakta enjoys bliss. Okay. Then Bhagavan gives a beautiful example.
Yataya pratibuddhasya prasvapo bauhanarthabrita sa eva pratibuddhasya navai mohaya kalpate.
Yatha, as he explains how it will happen. Yatha. He apratibuddhasya prasvapo. In the sleep you are dreaming. Apratibuddhasya, sleeping. And prasvapo means you are dreaming. Bahun anarthabrit. And many inauspicious things you are seeing there. In sleep, in the dream, you are seeing many inauspicious things. Sa eva pratibuddhasya. Sa, that eva pratibuddhasya, when he comes out of the dream, pratibuddhasya, awaken. From the dream state, from the sapna, you have come to jagratavastha, you to awakening state. Navay mohaya kalpate, then he is no more deluded, no more moha. It is our experience. We have to learn from this. This is our experience. That I was tormented in the dream, when come out of the dream, even if I think of the dream, I am no more tormented by that. Ab nahi hai. No more sorrow. So the dream experienced by a sleeping person can cause him much unpleasantness, but when he is awakened, they trouble him no more. No more. So in dream, I can experience unfavorable things, anxiety, stress, fear, etc. But when we get up, come out of that dream, come to the Jagrat Avastha, we are no more tormented by the experience of the dream. Even remember, we are no more tormented. So awakening to consciousness is the Jagrat Avastha and the state of dream is our present Jeeva Avastha. This jiva avastha at present, this jagrat avastha is our dream. Many times I have told you that this is dream number one, jagrat avastha. And in this dream number one, we go to dream number two, when we sleep at night. When we come out from dream number two to dream number one, that means from the sapna avastha to jagrat avastha, we say that dream number two is false. Similarly, when we come to the God consciousness state, from that state we will see that our Jagrat Avastha is also a dream. It is a dream. But maje ki baat hai, so long you are in dream, it appears to be true. When we are in dream number two, it appears real. Other day I was telling you, na, we are sleeping in the secured place in our room. We have closed our room also. And set the ADT alarm also. Nobody can come inside. If anybody comes inside, there will be an alarm. And at midnight, you will get a call from ADT. Should we call police? Should I inform police? Many times have happened here. What happens sometimes, any fly or some insect or wasp is flying. You know, in the winter time, wasp will come inside. Then there, this, what is that?
Spider.
Spiders. And spider happily makes a cobweb just above the sensor. And the night when it moves, there is a movement. And there is a detector. And the lady from ADT will say, sir, we found detection in center number this, or, you know, 7, sector 7, sector 6, sector 5. And I get up and find nothing is there. So we are so secure, but still dreaming. In dream, what am I dreaming? Somebody has come in, somebody has looted, somebody is going to harm me, stress, tension, fear. I am crying, I am running, out of breath. How that happened? I forgot that I am so secured here inside. I forgot that. I identified with the dream. The moment I identify the dream, I am suffering. Hello? Here also in the Jagrat Avastha, the same thing is happening. We have forgotten that I am Brahman, I am Atman, I am secured. Other than me, there is nothing in this world. We have forgotten that. And then identified with the Jagrat Avastha, with so many people, and with the body, and now suffering, crying. So when we come to God consciousness state, and then no more sorrow from the world. And after that state, if you come down, but the pre-requirement here is that you have to know tattva first. Bhagwan has already said, you have to know the truth. Jnanena drishta tattvena. Knowledge has to be happened. Keval kali puja karne se nahi hoga. You have to know about the Bhagwan. Who is this Bhagwan? Then after that you do the puja and all that. Slowly, slowly, slowly you will get established in that. So Lord is owner of all the 14 loka and he is the enjoyer also. He is enjoyer. We think we are enjoyer, but actual enjoyer is Lord, Ishwar. How do you say? In Bhagavad Gita it is said, Upadrashta anumanta cha bharta bhokta maheshwara paramatma eti cha upyukta deho asmin purusha para. In this body, dehe asmin, in this deha, purusha para, the supreme person, who is residing in this body, the supreme person, whether we know it or we don't know it, he is with us. He is upadrashta, he is spectator, he is anumanta, he is permitter, cha bharta, he is supporter, bhokta, he is enjoyer, maheshwara, he is the great lord, paramatma iti, he is the supreme self. Who said? Cha piyukta. It is said. Paramatma is there. Bhagavan has said this thing. More we'll see in our next class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha.